Well, thanks, Dylan. So I have to tell you, I don't do this a lot, but often enough. And because I'm not the pastor, I'm always walking up steps in front of people. And the older I've gotten, can anybody else like doing steps now? You want something to grab onto just in case. And so not only is there nothing to grab onto, but I'm doing this in front of people, and now I have to wear glasses so that I can read. And so just a couple months ago, I was at a church, and I put my glasses on before, but these are reading glasses, which means now I can't see the steps. So it is like an act of God that I make it up on the stage and not fall or do something really embarrassing. So, yeah, so we've made it that far. Thumbs up. All right. Well, good morning. As Pastor Dylan said, I am Hope Lehman. I'm the executive director of Muncie Area Youth for Christ, a ministry sharing the hope of Jesus with students in our schools and at the Youth Opportunity Center, helping young people discover belonging, purpose, and the love of God. The video that you just watched was our history up through 2019, so it's about 7 years old now. We have a new president, Jake Bland, and I think, gosh, that was even before I was the executive director. And so even though roles have changed, the mission remains the same. We want kids to have the opportunity to know Jesus Christ and to serve him and to become lifelong followers of Jesus. So before we really dive in this morning, though, I would like you to bow your heads and say a word of prayer with me. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your love and your mercy and your grace that is new to us each and every day. And thank you for Jesus. Thank you for his sacrifice. Thank you that he is our living hope. And Father, I pray this morning as I bring your word and as I share about this ministry that I love, that these would not be my words, but they would be your words, and that your words would not fall to the wayside, but that they would be received with open hearts and open minds, that we might receive your word and be transformed because of it, to become more like your son. And it's in the strong name of the son, Jesus, that we pray. Amen. All right, well, before we really get into anything about Youth for Christ today, we're going to begin where the Bible begins, and that's in the beginning with the goodness of God. So if you have your Bibles, we are going to be in Genesis 1, 1 through 5, and 26 through 31. I prefer the NLT. I think there are a lot of good versions, but that's what I'll be reading out of today. So I think we have it on the screen for you if you're able to read that. If not, turn with me to Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. And I want you to listen for a word that repeats. I know this is probably a familiar story for all of you. It's the creation story, but I still would like for you to listen to that word, for that word. So here we go. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And then he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day and the darkness night. And evening passed and morning came, marking the first day. Now, if you jump down to verses 26 through 31, it says, "Then God said, 'Let us make human beings in our image to be like us.' So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Then God blessed them and said, 'Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and govern it. Reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground.' Then God looked over all he had made, and he saw that it was very good." So what was that word that was repeated? Oh, yes, but so if you know the story, what does God say? It's good. His creation was good. That's the thing. The very first thing that God said about his creation was that it was good. Or in the Hebrew, it's the word tov. Good, beautiful, life-giving, exactly as God intended it. That was his creation. And then he creates us, you and me, in his image. And we are to be bearers of tov, of good, in the world that he loves. But what is tov? And I'm kind of a nerd this way. I really like when I'm reading scripture, I'm doing my own quiet time. I love to get a little bit deeper meaning. I'll check out other versions. The Bible app's really great for that because you can just click compare and it will compare and all the different versions that you have. But I also love to see what the Greek and Hebrew, what that means. Although I have a Bible degree, I did not study Greek or Hebrew. So that's something that I like to go. And now with the technology that we have, it's really actually kind of easy. And to do, but the Greek and the Hebrew, a lot is lost from that language and the cultural setting of that day. To fast forward to now, in 2026, in what Western civilization in the United States, we lose some translation in what that is. And so often I feel like if I can grasp the Greek or the Hebrew, and in this case it's the Old Testament, so it's Hebrew, I can get a better understanding of what this really means. And when we think of the word good, we have a completely different idea than what the Hebrew is getting at. And so tov, the Hebrew word for good, is not, well, it was good enough. It's not good behavior, and it's not, oh, have you seen that movie? It was so good. That's not what it is. We use the word good in that capacity. But tov is the kind of goodness that produces life, beauty, wholeness, human flourishing. Tov is beautiful. Tov is life-giving. Tov is restoring what's broken. Tov is the crooked being made straight. And tov is goodness in action. When I think of tov, I think of the crippled laying alongside of the pool of Bethesda, hoping that somehow he can get in that pool to be healed. But he's crippled, he can't get in there, and there's no one to take him. And our Lord Jesus, when he meets this man, asks if he wants to be healed. And the man's like, yeah, I want to be healed. And Jesus says, pick up your mat and walk. And he was healed. That is Hebrew tov. Beautiful, life-giving, restoring what's broken, the crooked being made straight, and God's goodness in action. So a working definition for us today is this. Tov is God's goodness made visible through action that causes people to flourish. You've got to have that piece, that action piece, to really understand tov. And that's who God is. And that's what God does. And that's what this world is searching for. And that's what we're called to join him in. God is tov, and he creates tov. In the very first chapter of the Bible, God shows us tov. Genesis 1, God saw that it was good, tov, over and over, light, land, life, all good. And then in Genesis 1:31, we saw, behold, it was very tov. It was very good. From the very start, God's design is for us to flourish. It's for human flourishing. And then God creates us in his image to reflect Tov to the world. We were made for Tov. But if you've been in church for a while, you know what happens. Sin entered the world, and that was not Tov. Sin separated us, not just from God, but from His goodness. You know, where the Old Testament ends, there's a few hundred years before the New Testament. And so this answer of how is this going to be rectified goes silent. But then we open up the New Testament and we find Jesus. And Jesus is the fulfillment of Tov. He is Tov. Sin fractured Tov. Sin fractured goodness, fear, abuse, hunger, insecurity, untov. So God sent Jesus. Jesus is Tov. He does Tov. Acts 10:38 says, He, Jesus, went about doing good and healing all. In John 10:10, Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly. Human flourishing. Jesus healed, Tov. Jesus fed, Tov. Jesus lifted the forgotten, Tov. And Jesus restored dignity, Tov. And then Jesus turned to His followers, you do Tov too. A year or so ago, maybe two now, I read a book called A Church Called Tov. And I like how A Church Called Tov sums this up. It says, the gospel is God's message of Tov. God's Tov coming to us in Jesus, who is Tov, making us into agents of Tov. That's who we are, church. Agents of Tov. Bringers of life. People who help others flourish. And I want to show you today how what Tov looks like at Muncie Area Youth for Christ, right here in our neck of the woods. And I want to share with you some stories of modern Tov, of things that are happening in our chapter. But first, I want to help you understand a little bit more about Youth for Christ, and that's that under the umbrella of YFC, there are several ministry models. Excuse me. Here in Muncie, or Delaware County and the surrounding area, we have JJM, which is short for Juvenile Justice Ministry. We have City Life. And we have CORE. CORE is mobilizing Christian teens to meet their lost friends. We've had Campus Life in the past, as Dylan mentioned, and I'm looking to get those started again in our county schools and in the surrounding area. And we'd love to get Parent Life started, which Parent Life I do have a background in, and that is helping to bring life and resources to pregnant and parenting teens. But the three that we have currently are JJM, City Life, and CORE. And the mission statement, as I've mentioned, the mission has remained the same all these years. The mission statement of Youth for Christ is this. YFC reaches young people everywhere, working together with the local church and other like-minded partners to raise up lifelong followers of Jesus who lead by their godliness and lifestyle, devotion to prayer and the Word of God, passion for sharing the love of Christ, and commitment to social involvement. We're a little early on that slide. We'll bring that up in just a minute. The first story I want to share with you is about a student that we'll call Q. Obviously, that's just short for his name. And Q is one of our City Life students. And Q attends Southside Middle School. And he was one of the lowest performing students in the state. You know, our kids have to take iLearn, there's iReady, there's, you know, for math, English, all that stuff. And Q was predominantly one of the lowest performing students, not just at Southside Middle School, but across the state. And we have a video, if you check out our Facebook page, you can watch this video. And Mr. Raiders, who was the principal at the time at Southside Middle School, helps to tell this story. And Mr. Raiders would tell you, as he does in the video, that every educational resource was provided for Q. And it just would not click. And then Matt Derby, our middle school city life director at Southside, started to build a relationship with Q. And he would meet with him several times a week during school for academic coaching. And there's academic coaching is exactly that. We're helping kids with their homework, tutoring in essence. But there's also this mentorship side where the adult in the situation, whether it's Matt or one of our City Life volunteers, takes the time to get to know kid, to get to know a kid. And wouldn't you know it, it clicked for Q. And then Mr. Raiders got to meet with Matt and Q in the spring. And the news was that Q had become, or had, one of the largest academic gains in the state. So he went from a kid who was the lowest performing in the state of Indiana to nothing they did worked, to him meeting Matt Derby, our City Life director, going through academic coaching, getting to know him, and now Q had the largest gains across the state. Church, that's human flourishing. And this is Tov. We also go to teens, like at the YOC, kids who are in hard places. Many of you I know and love Jacob Murdick. He was a wonderful JJM director. It was hard to see him go. We miss him, but we bless him in his endeavors. But since mid-June, we've had 63 youth at the Youth Opportunity Center make professions of faith in Jesus. And 4 have been baptized. Right in a place where many people have given up on those kids, kids who've had one trauma experience after another, kids in very hard places. And Jesus is doing Tov. This too is Tov. I have a letter, and if we want to put that back up on the screen, you can't really see what that says, but I wanted you to see the letter because we had a student write a letter to our interim JJM director, and I'm going to read you this letter word for word, so excuse the grammar, but this is what this student said to our JJM director, a student at the YOC. Just want to say I appreciate you for real. I've been trying to get close to God, and when you do your groups on Monday, it motivates me to give my life to Christ. You are an inspirational person, and I feel like you are really good at what you're doing. Sometimes my faith runs low, but when I come to your groups, I can feel God in the air, and it brings my faith back up. I just want to say thank you for what you do for me and others. God has a special place for you in his kingdom. For the month and a half I've known you, you have did a lot for me spiritually. Once again, thanks and love, big brother. That is Tov reaching into a teen's heart. This is Tov. And I'd be amiss if I didn't mention True Harbor, which True Harbor is an area at the YOC. And it's we've experienced just a real, like, beauty from ashes sort of thing happening there. And inside of the YOC with True Harbor, it's a home for girls recovering from sex trafficking. Every week, these young women gather for Bible study taught by your very own Luetta Moore. Hence the picture. Luetta and I met at Panera in that picture just to kind of get an update on how things were going. That was this fall. And Luetta loves those girls like Jesus loves them. I spoke with Luetta earlier this week, and she mentioned she would be serving the kids today during this service, and so she wouldn't be able to be in here. But I just thought, well, that's just another beautiful example of Tov happening right here. But I wanted to share with you some things that Luetta is teaching her True Harbor girls. She shared that sometimes they play games, they make crafts. I remember buying kits for them this fall. They did some tie pillows. So we like to do really fun things in there because, after all, they are still just kids. They can be 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 years old. And Luetta mentioned that they will be gearing up to learn about the ministry of Jesus after, on this, just tomorrow, on Monday, they discuss Luke 2 and the dedication of Jesus in the temple. Luetta sharing Jesus with teen girls who have suffered extreme trauma. Tov. And I have to tell you, too, Rose McDonald is going through our application process to assist Luetta in leading the True Harbor girls. 10 daughters of God discovering their identity and healing. 10 daughters of the King learning about Jesus. This is Tov. I'd also be amiss if I didn't mention, I know Pastor Dylan made mention of it earlier, that, but I just want to say how grateful I am personally, as well as my staff, to this church for donating all the Christmas gifts to our YFC kids this year. In total, well, there was 56 gifts from you all that made sure all the regular kids, whether they were in detention or cottages, got a Christmas gift. In years past, and Jacob was really good at this, about bringing on other churches, but we had a JJM director, a full-time one at the time, to be able to do that. And so some of that fell to me, and it was like, whoo, last minute, and what a blessing, what a relief to know. When Pastor Dylan said, oh, we'll take them all, I mean, I was floored at the generosity. So thank you for that. But not only were those 56, there was also 8 that came from this church also that went to, 8 or 10, something like that, that went to the True Harbor girls. And it's all because of Middletown Church of the Nazarene's love for Jesus. Thank you. And this, too, is Tov. And last but not least, we provide meals and academic coaching for students at City Life. This past school year, City Life at Southside and Northside had over 1,200 academic coaching sessions. Those happen 2, 3, 4 times a week in the school during the school day. And it's not just because of our 2 City Life directors. We also have volunteers who assist in that. And then we have after-school programming in our building where students can get fed both physically and spiritually, because empty stomachs can't focus on hope, let alone schoolwork. This, too, is Tov. And that, last but not least, I'm reminded, every summer we take a trip to Kings Island. And even that, most of those kids that get to go are from our City Life program, and they can't afford to go. And so it's people like y'all who donate to make sure that a kid can have that experience. And on the way home, there was a lively discussion, kids being kids, and our City Life director, of course, was, you know, how campus life, City Life, youth pastor people are, like to joke and kid. And it was a really good conversation that started to turn more serious. And the City Life director heard one student in particular whisper under his breath that City Life saved his life. This is Tov. But church, Tov is not just a word. It is a movement. Because here's what we need to know, and here's what I need you to know. This fall, a major grant that sustained City Life at Southside Middle School for years was almost cut. As a matter of fact, the last time I spoke at a church, as far as we knew, we had lost the grant. And to help put it in perspective, it was $32,500. We are a small chapter. That is a huge hit. It was a dollar-for-dollar matching grant, and because of some state funding or some federal funding issues, we lost the first part, which meant then we lost the second part. Now, praise the Lord, the mayor of Muncie loves Youth for Christ. He stepped in. We solidified the first part, which allowed us to reapply for the grant. And then just when I got back here in January after Christmas break, we found out we were going to get the other part. But that was eye-opening to us, that we cannot depend on grants to sustain us. We need a movement of God among his people. And we need monthly financial partners to partner with us so that we don't have to depend on grants to sustain the ministry. And so a part of this movement means it's going to take followers of Christ doing Tov, and not just financially, but people like Luetta to step in and volunteer, to keep showing up, to keep feeding, to keep mentoring, to keep helping students flourish, to keep doing Tov. We need partners. And so here's my invitation to you this morning. And I say this with sensitivity in that y'all are doing so much for us, and we really appreciate it. But I would ask that you would come to the Lord and see if there's anything else he would have for you to do. And the first is to volunteer for us. Mentor, tutor, serve, bring your Tov and your presence into the life of a teenager. Would you become a monthly financial partner? Your giving allows Tov to continue every single week. And thirdly, and this is not the least important, but thirdly, would you pray boldly? Ask God for more Tov in Muncie. Ask God for more Tov here at Middletown Church of the Nazarene. But God is already doing Tov in dark places. We're simply asking that you would be willing to join him. God is Tov. Jesus is Tov, and the Spirit sends us out to a lost and dying world to do Tov. I want you to say this with me. Say, we are agents of Tov. Ready? One, two, three. We are agents of Tov. Okay, maybe I put you to sleep. Pretty sure we can do a little bit better. All right, with some gusto. Ready? One, two, three. We are agents of Tov. Yeah, we are agents of Tov, and we get to join God in doing Tov. So would you consider giving monthly, serving or praying with us? And serving with us or praying with us. If you want more information, or if you're like, I'm in, you want to give right now, you can visit our website, which is MuncieAreaYFC.org. There's PayPal there, or you can also get an application to go through our volunteer process. Or I will be out those doors just to the left at one of those tables. You can come talk to me afterwards, after the service, ask questions, or I love to grab coffee with people through the week and share more about the ministry. Would love an opportunity to do that. But if you are interested in volunteering or praying or giving, grab me or just go to our website. So I want to thank you so much for allowing me to be here today. And I just want us to remember that God is Tov, and his word instructs to never tired of doing what? Good. Tov. Yeah. Jesus is Tov. His death and resurrection was Tov. It brings us life and hope and restoration to God. And we get to bring that hope that we have to a lost and dying world, a world without hope. We get to bring God's Tov. And so, church, let's be agents of Tov to everyone we come in contact with this week. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for your goodness and for your love and your mercy and your grace. We thank you that you are a God who cares about our flourishing and that you want us to to partner with you in doing Tov. What an amazing thing that we get to do, to join you, Father. And Father, I pray this week that whether we're at work or at home with toddlers, we're leading Bible studies or Sunday school class or having coffee with a friend, wherever we are, Father, that we are bringing your presence and your Tov, your goodness with us, with everyone that we come in contact with, Father, that we will be pointing them to you and to your Son, who has the name above all names, and who we are eternally grateful for our own salvation, for our own restoration, and for the goodness that you've brought into our lives. Father, thank you so much. And it is in the very strong name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for the message. Would you stand this morning as we sing the invitation song? Help us to remember, Lord, to pray for those in a tough spot. There's a lot of people in a tough spot. Amen. Amen. It's easy to think about just our lives, but there's a lot of people taking it tough and in a rough spot. So let's remember that today. And let's sing this song, Shelter, as we pray for the Lord's shelter for us when we're afraid, when we're lonely. Shelter.